Now, I was thinking what should be the intro of this episode, because this is a very special episode. Why? Because it features me, and only me. Now, this is that time of the year when everyone is making quick ticket plans to conquer the internet, right? So true. Now let's get on to the real world with real questions. What work should I do as a web creator? What should be my goals? How do I get clarity about these goals? Now, these are very common questions and yet difficult to answer. So, let's explore them together as we jump into the new year. This is episode number 19 of the podcast, Goal Setting and Clarity for Online Creators is Just a New Year Away. Let's roll the intro. Welcome to Smart Web Creators. In this podcast, you will listen to creators creating amazing things on the web and sometimes just me talking useful web stuff. I'm your host, Davinder Sinkanth. Let's get started. Okay. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope your holidays were great and you did have a lot of fun. Jingle bells, gifts, sweets, fun time, family time, enjoyment. Now, time fly for sure. And another New Year is here, right? You know, important dates, just like New Year, we have a lot of other important dates like birthday, anniversary, like when you have like, it's my 18th birthday, I'll be a better boy on 19th. By the way, I'm not 18 years old, just giving you an example. Same goes for anniversary, you know, oh, it's our 10th anniversary, we'll fight less on 11th anniversary, right? So we actually, you know, take these important dates as milestones to bring in some change. For some, it is like little change, for some it's a big change. Now, New Year for me has a bigger significance because I always considered New Year as a big reset or refresh button for things, you know, you want to do in the online life or even in the offline life. Now, whether you are struggling or you are in the prime form, there's always something better or tweaks you can do. And guess what? New Year gives you that much needed reason for the same, you know. Hey, I'll be a better person next year. I'll work more. I'll work less. I'll focus on me more. I'll focus on my kids more, you know. New Year gives you, you know, that reason or, you know, that foundation point around which you can revolve and make a change according to your situation. So, it's that time of the year, it's New Year, so it's time to plan for that change. And for planning, you need goals. Let's say I'll become billionaire this year. Who would not want that goal? Would you? Yes, a lot of people would. Who doesn't want to become billionaire, right? But guess what? Not for me. Because I always set goals that are practical in every sense, be it milestones, work hours, and of course the outcome in terms of revenue. You can build perfectly with bright colored, you know, Lego blocks, but in real world, that bright thing does not work like that. In real world, bright colors get replaced by a lot of grays. In every aspect, be it online, offline life, we are gray. Our activities are gray because there's nothing called black and white or even colorful, because human nature is such, because we react, we change according to the situation. No one is inbuilt good. No one is inbuilt bad. So for me, making goals is about walking that gray path by factoring in my limitations and qualities. And guess what? Same goes for everyone. And once you do that, you have goals on the table that are practical, that are doable. And those goals will bring you joy when you achieve them. Now, setting goals, be practical, be logical on what you can achieve. Don't set goals that are impractical, illogical. Now, that's one part of it. The other part of it, how much goal planning do you want to do in terms of period? Now, I do keep, you know, broad goals of a one whole year period, the long-term goals in my head. But when it comes to writing, I restrict it to few months. Ideally, milestone goals per quarter works the best. Because, you know, you can set goals for a quarter and then you can follow up that quarter with a review cycle and see what actually you did achieve in that quarter, what you did not. And you can, you know, things that you did not achieve, you can, you know, add it to your next quarter goals. So you can basically split your year into quarters and that works like awesome. Now, you know, once you set your goals, the next thing is, you know, planning on how you're going to achieve those goals. There's something called super planning syndrome. I had it, but I'm done with it. Now, I don't know if this term exists or not, but I just made it up because I see this as a big problem with a lot of people, and even I had that problem. Now, the thing is, I will plan for this, that, I will plan more for this and that, and guess what? I'll keep planning and live in that planning bubble. I had that same planning syndrome where I just planned and did not do enough to move on to the next step of taking action. But not anymore. I plan, get on with the things and execute those plans and see if it works or not. And guess what? Everyone should do that. Planning is important, but executing is equally important. And if you don't execute your plans in time, your plans are stale and will not be relevant. So if you also have that planning syndrome deep down and you realize you do have it, I'm sure you want to cure it and you must be curious, like, how did I cure my planning syndrome? Well, very simple way. Surround yourself with people who take actions, which means they plan and take action. And, you know, I really want to mention one big name here who helped me do that, Kim Doyle. She takes action more quickly than anyone I've ever noticed in my online, you know, circle. Just take a recent example. She launched her first physical product, Content Creators Planner, in less than a year. I think it took her only 6 months. And that planner is ready. People can buy it and probably use it a few months down the line. And there are a lot of examples like this. But you got to dig deep and find those examples. And obviously, if you are stuck in planning and you want to get out of planning plus execution phase, do that. And you would be one shining example. And I feel validated. And I love it when people say, you know, this guy does a lot of things. Yes, I do a lot of things. But that lot of, you know, the major factor in those things is doing that thing, not just planning that thing. So plan it. But you know what? Sadly, I still see a lot of people with that planning syndrome, like announcing things in bulk and never following up. If you do that, stop doing it. I'm not saying stop planning. Plan, but follow up quickly with executing that thing. So planning syndrome, kill it if you have it. Now the next thing that's very important, you know, after setting goals, planning, is basically what you're talking about. What is your messaging about? Is it relevant? Now, if I talk about wrestling like majority of time, then you people can definitely beat me up, because wrestling is nowhere related to the content I create, services I provide, products I sell. Yes, I do talk about WWE wrestling with my friend Todd, because he's a wrestling fan, so we sometimes talk about wrestling, but that's sometime. Wrestling is not my major, you know, content that I'm producing, because it's nowhere related to the things I sell or the services I provide. So my main, you know, reason for giving this example is our conversation, the content that we create, in the end should funnel down to people who are gonna buy our products and services. And that is the real way of selling and acquiring new customers. Create content that is relevant to people or group of people who would be your prospective customers. Because gone are those days when you will see people sitting on beach with laptops on their lap and, you know, driving expensive cars. That thing worked at that time, but it doesn't work now. People want to see your work. People want to see what you've done, what you've achieved before they, you know, get into your ecosystem and consume the products that you've created or hire you for the services you provide. So your messaging should be relevant to things that you create, you sell. Remember that this is very important, because you need to create a content that is relevant. Now, we've talked about setting goals, planning, what kind of messaging should be there around those, you know, plans, and implementing those plans. The last, you know, piece of puzzle is clarity. Now, how do I clear my, you know, train of thoughts? You know what? Clarity comes from two things, according to me. One is observing people, and secondly, by doing things. Now, you should profoundly observe successful people in your niche. See what they are doing. See what seems to be working for them. Then use that information to get inspired and create a unique subset with your unique touch. Because remember, there's a thin line between inspiration and copying someone. So make sure you don't cross that line. Get inspired. Get inspired positively. Create something unique out of that inspiration and see if it's working or not. That's how you'll get ideas. That's how you will get a little bit of indirect validation to your ideas. Because if a successful person is successful with a specific idea, and if you can improve on that idea, you can definitely hope, or the chances of you having success are certainly greater. The other piece of puzzle in, you know, the clarity puzzle is doing the thing. A lot of people don't do a thing. They would read about it. And everything that you want to do, there will be positive content written about it, negative content written about it. And, you know, it's our human nature. We react to negative content quicker than to the positive content. So I want to do XYZ, and I will just Google search, talk to people, read about it, and, you know, oh, this is not for me. I'm not going to do that. Well, how do you know if it will work for you or not until unless you do it? And I can give you a really good example in this regard, and very recent one. I did not know anything about podcasts. I wasn't sure what I will talk on the podcast. See, and I'm talking to you, and at that time I had like a lot of podcasting ifs and buts in my head going on. But you know what? I said to myself, either I can keep thinking about what I'll talk about on the podcast, how to set it up, or I'll just get on with it and do it. And To my surprise, I was blown away with the response to this podcast people have given. And guess what? All this happened in the span of last, say, 6 months. And I'm seriously loving this podcasting journey. And I went step by step. Obviously, initially, I started. The first few episodes were like, it featured people who I knew very well and who I knew will cover my mistakes if I did. And then it followed with people I did not know that much, but I still knew them from distance. And now, guess what? You're hearing my first solo podcast episode. I'm just clearing my train of thoughts in my head into the mic, and you're hearing it. See? That's the progress everyone can make. It's not difficult. But the thing is, you need to go step by step. The thing that you create the first time won't be perfect, or it won't be even close to perfect. Just get the minimum viable product, MVP, out, and then refine in the process. But a lot of people just refine on their plans and, you know, don't get into this thing of, you know, implementing it. So implement, do the thing. Clarity comes from doing. I'm sure Kim said it once, so I'm saying it again. Seriously, if you want to be clear about certain thing, obviously you can Google search, read about it, ask experts. You can do paid consulting with someone who is expert in that niche. But even after doing all that thing, you actually have to do that thing to see if it works or not. Putting plans on paper is good, but it's not good enough to see if it works or not. In the end, you still have to get your hands dirty. So get your hands dirty. So let's get to the tail of the elephant here. Let's get clear and set some goals. Now, I usually do not set money figure goals in absolute terms, like I'll make this much by end of this quarter or this much by end of this year. Instead, I plan like I want to make 2x of this part of revenue streams or 3x of the other part of the revenue stream, because in the end you need to grow in every possible way, not just in your work profile, in your authority, in your messaging, in the quality of work you do, but also money-wise, right? Just zero in on few things that you love and then set goals around it. That's the best way if you are new to the trade. If you've been in this field for a while and you're feeling stuck, just go back to the drawing board again. Same thing applies for you. Just figure out 3-4 things that you would love to do. Because a lot of people, a lot of us, start something because we think, okay, I'll make a lot of money in here. We can do that thing for a month, 2 months, 6 months. But after a while, we lose our interest or focus. So start a thing that you know you will be still enthusiastic about that thing, say, 1 or 2 years down the line. I personally love to create content. I love to, summarize or aggregate content. That's the thing that I enjoy doing it. And I have used that, positive quality of mine on various projects of mine. And it has given me lot of attention plus money. So just zero in on things that you love to do and then follow it up with finer level of planning for executing and achieving the goals that you've set. Sounds easy, right? Well, I know in real world this is not easy, but then easy is a highly subjective word. The thing is, if you know something, then that's easy. If you know more things, then more things are easy for you. So it's all about doing and knowing, which comes after you've planned. So these are the few stages that you need to, you know, hop on to eventually get on the train of implementing something and getting results. So set your goals, be clear about your goals, and be clear about things that you want to do. I hope this helps. And this was my first solo episode, as I just mentioned a few minutes back. If you like this, do let me know in the comments. And if you've been enjoying this podcast, and if you've been following this podcast for the last few months, then please do consider leaving a 5-star reviews over at iTunes. Just head over to smartwebcreators.com/iTunes. That's smartwebcreators.com/iTunes. And if you listen to the podcast on Stitcher or watch it on YouTube or listen on Spotify, you can find all those links at smartwebcreators.com/show. That's smartwebcreators.com/show. Hope you create amazing things in this new year and achieve amazing new heights. Seriously, it's not that difficult. Just be clear about what you want to do and what you want to achieve. Set your goals, be clear, and rock the world. Thanks for listening. Here comes the outro. You can join the free web creators community to learn and share with other web creators at webcreatorsgroup.com. And for more goodness, just head over to smartwebcreators.com. And remember, be smart, keep creating. See you next time.